5. Elephants and Warriors. Warriors who once feared elephants now protect them.
Retedi Elephant Sanctuary, Kenya. From afar, the cries of a baby elephant in distress seem almost human. Drawn by the sounds, young Samburu warriors, long spears in hand, thread their way toward a wide riverbed where they find the victim. The calf is half submerged in sand and water, trapped in one of the hand-dug wells that dot the valley. Only its narrow back can be seen, and its trunk waving back and forth like a cobra. As recently as a year ago, the men likely would have dragged the elephant out before it could pollute the water and would have left it to die. But this day they do something different. Using a cell phone, ubiquitous even in remotest Kenya, they send a message to Retedi Elephant Sanctuary, about 6 miles away. Then they sit and wait. The riverbed that the Samburu men have come to looks dry and unyielding, but just below the surface is water. Elephants can smell water, and Samburu families, guided by elephant scrapings, have dug narrow wells to reach the cold, clean, mineral-rich elixir. Each family maintains a particular well, which can be as much as 15 feet deep. While drawing water, Samburus sing a rhythmic chant praising their cattle, luring the animals to the life-giving source. During the dry months, February, March, September, and October, the Samburu deepen their singing wells, and elephants, desperate to drink, come to the wells too. Sometimes they lose their footing and fall in. The warriors don't have to wait long before a Retedi rescue team arrives in a custom-built land cruiser, led by Joseph Longojine and Rimland Lemojong, both Samburu. The men have seen this before and go to work swiftly, digging out the sides of the well, widening its mouth so that two of them can step in and slip a harness under the elephant's belly. Then, perhaps 12 hours after the mishap, the rescuers, grunting with the effort, hoist the little elephant into the morning sunlight. Now comes another wait, this time much longer. Elephants are creatures of habit, and more often than not, a herd will return to familiar places to drink, and the hope is that this baby, a female, will be reunited with her mother and family. Longojine and Lemojong walk the elephant, weakened and dehydrated, into protective shade at the edge of the valley. Gauze is laid over her eyes to calm her down, water poured over her head, and a wool blanket draped over her back. She's going into shock, so a saline rehydration solution is prepared in a half-gallon feeding bottle. With a little trial and error, the calf finds the nipple, sucks greedily, then collapses into a deep sleep. Through the afternoon and into the evening, the men offer the saline as the agitated baby cries plaintively for her family. By dusk, the singing wells are quiet. In the moonlit dark, the gray hulk of a big bull materializes to drink. The baby, perhaps mistaking the elephant for her mother, begins to follow the form, with Longojine and Lemojong behind her. After a while, spooked by the whoops of hyenas, she trundles back to her Samburu minders. The imprinting on human surrogates has begun. All night, the team sits vigil, waiting, hoping, straining ears for the rumblings of her herd. At dawn, some 36 hours after the warriors found the elephant, waiting is no longer an option. They lift the elephant, swaddled in blankets, into the vehicle and head for the sanctuary. The loss of elephants has a ripple effect on other animals. Elephants are ecosystem engineers who feed on low brush and bulldoze small trees, promoting growth of grasses, which in turn attract bulk grazers like buffalo, endangered gravy zebras, eland and oryx, themselves prey for carnivores, lions, cheetahs, wild dogs, leopards. For pastoralists like the Samburu, More grass means more food for their cattle. One reason indigenous communities have begun relating to elephants, animals long feared, in a new way. We take care of the elephants, and the elephants are taking care of us, Lemo Jong says. We now have a relationship between us. The 6,000 elephants in this part of Kenya make up the nation's second largest population. Black rhinos are beginning to come back. A small, carefully managed population reintroduced to Sierra Conservancy adjacent to Namunyak from parks and reserves across Kenya. Animals such as the warthog, impala, lesser kudu, buffalo, leopard, cheetah, and reticulated giraffe are on the up too. Although overall wildlife trends are guardedly positive, poaching still occurs, as does conflict between people and elephants at waterholes. Last year, 71 elephants were killed in northern Kenya in confrontations with villagers. 6 died at the hands of poachers. In the past, the local people weren't much interested in trying to save elephants. A rescued calf had to be transported to Kenya's only orphanage, some 240 miles away near Nairobi. If successfully rehabilitated, the youngster would have to be released into Tsavo National Park, with no hope of reunification with its original herd way to the north. But now, with Rutete, elephant orphans like 2-year-old Shaba, the oldest resident at the time of my visit, can be returned to their home ground, where they'll have a good chance of reconnecting with their relatives.